Alright, welcome back to the IRP Filmcast Podcast. We are here with episode 4, but technically episode 3, but today we'll be reviewing Star Wars episode 3. Sorry. Star Wars episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. I love this movie. Not my favorite Star Wars movie, but it's a top... It's my top 3 favorite Star Wars movie. I mean, just... Wow, after Phantom Menace was, it was a big hit with critics first, and then it kind of was just, Phantom Menace as this horrible movie after that, and it just really wasn't that great. It did hit well at the box office, obviously, at Star Wars, pretty much all the Star Wars movies did, but, it was just, the critic just, then Attack of the Clones got worse, and worse. Then the Clone Wars 2003 TV show, the original Clone Wars TV show, wasn't liked at all as well. But then we got Revenge of the Sith, and finally, we got good Star Wars content. And we've been waiting for Return of the Jedi for something good to happen, and we got it. But I mean, the best, Ewan McGregor, I mean, great performance by him. McDermott, again, I still have not looked up his name. Great performance by both of them. They really, McDermott destroys this movie. This is his movie. And then Obi-Wan, the final talk with Anakin at the end. You are my brother, Anakin. I loved you. And I always remember that line. Me and my friend Noah at church today, we were redoing that scene. You were my brother, Anakin. I loved you. You were the chosen one. You're supposed to destroy the Sith, not join them. Bring balance to the Force, not leave it in darkness. And then Anakin just screaming, I hate you. Man. Is it tear to my eye? No, it doesn't. I don't cry at all, so that kind of makes sense. But just great movie. Great movie. Love it. I mean, McDermott. No. Sorry. No. You will die. And then, he's too dangerous to be left alive. Samuel Jackson does great as well. Oh, and then Yoda, we get to see Yoda. We hear Yoda steam for the first time in this movie. And then we also get to see Yoda actually show emotion when he says, goodbye, Chewbacca. Miss you. I will. Oh, man. Anakin slaughtering younglings. I don't know why I'm laughing, but I mean, that was just... Wow, we also got a PG-13 Star Wars movie, of course. This just was... Man, I love it. I love it. Obviously, the General Grievous scene where Kenobi does the Vegeta finger point thing. Why? Hello there. Oh man, this movie, it has so many quotable lines. So many. It's just great. Great time watching this movie. You know. What I never got is how Obi-Wan's like, no. Whenever he sees the video hologram, no. He couldn't have. That's kind of like the one part of the movie that I really don't like. Besides that, I love the opening starship battle. I mean, the CGI already looks so much better than the last two movies. I mean, it. Beautiful. And then, you know, just the chemistry between Ewan McGregor and Hayden Christensen. It's great in this movie. It was good in the last movie, too, which in the last movie, I forgot to say my perfect line. Hey, you want to buy some death sticks? You do not want to sell me death sticks. I don't want to sell you death sticks. you went to go home and lay down or something like that. I can't remember it anymore. You want to go home and lay down. You want to go home and rethink your life. I want to go home and rethink my life. And he just leaves. Great. Back to this movie. Their chemistry is great. And then, Hayden Christian. The Count Dooku battle already so much better. And I love when R2 puts oil down and then lights it on fire with his thrusters. That's great as well. But the Dooku fight, so much better than it was in the last movie. Obviously no Yoda this time, but still, it's a whole lot better. And then, of course, the part where Anakin decapitates Dooku. I love the music that they put in there, the little screeching, or something like that. It's, very hard to recreate with your mouth, but that was just... Love that, because it kind of shows a change in Anakin. Of course, then General Grievous, he's great in this movie as well. Obviously you get to see the Millennium Falcon as well. That was in this movie. Obi-Wan after they crash land. Another good landing. Another successful landing. Just great movie. I love it. Mace Windu, of course, beating Palpatine, about to kill him. No, I need him. Cuts off his hand. Palpatine, unlimited power. Throws him out the window with Force lightning. Then, of course, Palpatine versus Yoda. It's like, because in that moment, you get to see the two most powerful beings of both sides of the Force duking it out, and it's just so cool. And the moment when Yoda's, holding back the Force lightning, you think that he's gonna, fall, and then he just looks, and then, he has his eyes closed, and then he just opens them and looks up. And, that's the moment when he realized that he shouldn't be fearful of the dark side. The dark side and the light side have to coexist with each other. And it's just... That's you can just tell that by what he does. And, the guilt that he has. I thought that he failed, and then... Jeez, they're screaming out there. Order 66, what a scene. What a scene. Oh, man. You see Jedi that you don't even really know die, and you've seen them and stuff, and man. And then, of course, Obi-Wan going to Mustafar. Obviously, you get to see, I forget the name of the world, dang it, but you get to see Chewbacca's homeworld. You get to see Chewbacca. That's great. Yoda goes there, of course. Yoda and Chewbacca team up. You get to see, of course, you get to see a variety of nice worlds. You get to see, an ice world, a jungle planet, Chewbacca's homeworld, Coruscant, a lot of cool places. Of course, you also get to see, Mustafar, which I'm heading to. And then, obviously, you have Obi-Wan and Anakin, kind of the future of both sides of the Forces duking it out on Mustafar. I'll talk about that in a second. Again, back with the Yoda thing, obviously you have the present people of both sides of the Force duking out, as well as the futures, and it's just great. It's great, it's great. And then the dialogue in this movie is also a whole lot better than the last two. Cinematography, great too. Choreography, amazing. So we go into, Battle of Mustafar now. So, Obi-Wan vs. Anakin. Anakin, you're breaking my heart. You took him here to kill me. The talk that Obi-Wan and Anakin have before. I brought peace, security, and safety, I think is what he says, to my new empire. Your new empire... I'll skip that, but that's just great, because it means, Anakin doesn't want to kill Obi-Wan. And then we go, of course, to the actual fight scene. If you're not with me, then you're my enemy. That's like the one thing that I don't like about the dialogue in this movie. The one thing. Some of the dialogue's alright. Some of the dialogue's okay to bad, but that's just terrible. I mean, then you're my enemy. I think I said it again for the first time. If you're not with me, then you're my enemy. I will do what I must. And they just duke it out in great choreographed scene, and they're just duking it out. I mean, it's just great. It's amazing. And of course, we get the final word between Obi-Wan and Anakin, as Anakin's burning, which I said earlier in the review, and man, just great. It's just amazing. And then, of course, Obi-Wan and Padme gives birth to Luke and Leia. They're separated, as well as you get the creation of Darth Vader. What I really like, and I've watched some reviews on this movie before as well, but what I really like, and obviously stuff like that, obviously, but I noticed this before I watched any of those reviews and stuff, but Anakin, as Darth Vader, starts breathing as soon as Padme dies. He starts, because he's not breathing before that, then Padme dies and I have to have my hand over my face. Excuse me, but, yeah, no, just great, and then, of course, Obi-Wan goes into exile and everything, and you see the construction of the Death Star. It's just really great movie. My ranking, 7 out of 10, man. It's really good. 7 out of 10. Yeah, and then, I didn't even talk about the music for Anakin vs. Obi-Wan. I'm not good at singing, so. And it's just, it's got like that little hint of Duel of Fate with the random sputs throughout of it. You can hear him if you watch it. Yeah, cut it. And like in the background, you can hear da-da-da-da. Just a little bit. I like it. It's very great. But yeah, 7 out of 10. This movie's great. I love it. Of course, tomorrow we will be reviewing episode 4, A New Hope, which actually was the very first Star Wars movie. Yeah, so I'll see you guys then. Thank you for listening in, and I'll see you guys next time. Peace.